9 walks today, only 2 of them score, but still that's a tough environment to put yourself in.
Yeah, put yourself in a position where you got to come out of the game a little bit early, at least, you know, in Blake's case, it had 6, and then we're trying to cover a game where the guys have been pitched quite a bit, so did the best we could with it, you know, scored some runs, tied it up. 6th inning was obviously big for them to put a 3 spot on us.
What was the challenge for Blake today?
What's that?
Blake's challenge today.
You know, just consistent strikes. When he gets ahead early, you know, and is ahead in the count, then we see a different outcome. But today, had trouble throwing strikes.
Is this a bullpen that's reaching a level of exhaustion at this point? I mean, the All-Star break is going to be a nice reset.
Yeah, well, I mean, 4 days here, you know, we have a 6-man rotation. You know, we're using a lot of guys here, so they were taxed. You know, hopefully we go home, we get, you know, Martinez back in, we'll see where we are with Gore. We have Taylor Rogers available. Tomorrow's going to be a little dicey as well.
You keep thinking, everyone does, I guess, that Blake has turned a corner. What can you do going forward? I mean, how much leash does he have? And because he is so good sometimes.
Right. Well, we want to see multiple outings in a row where he does well. We saw a couple of them. This one was a step backwards.
The bullpen, I guess, how would you just kind of assess where it is right now going forward, going into, I know we're not at the second half yet, but like going down the stretch, you have so many guys injured. Is it where you, are the guys there?
No, we have guys coming back. What worries me is I have to use Garcia in the 6th inning and pitch him in the 7th inning of a down game and, you know, see where we are in the 8th with Rogers. So, you know, it was good that Timmy came in, gave us a fairly quick inning, and you know, didn't give up any runs, give us a chance down 3 in the 8th. So, I mean, going into the 9th. So, we'll just see where we are tomorrow. But this place can take a little out of you. And when you don't have a ton of length, it's kind of what you're looking at.
How much do you look at then the results of what happens here to some guys who have been pretty reliable for you in that bullpen?
You know, in the case of Chris has been really good this year. You know, he threw some pitches yesterday, had to come back and throw a lot of pitches today in a day game, which is a quick turnaround. So, you know, gets a couple outs. And then, you know, obviously Iglesias was the guy that got him again, that stung him a little bit there. And then, you know, we had to go get him. But, you know, it's pretty good workload at this point, especially in this place.
Were you pleased with the patience against Freeland today? Was that the difference?
Yeah, it was pretty similar. I mean, you know, he only had 3 walks, but we got some hits off him and we put some pressure on him and, you know, trying to make it to throw him a bunch of pitches too. He only went 4 innings. It was the middle innings where you try to get into a bullpen and, you know, get a starter out of there quickly that we didn't have much success with.
What will be the plan with Ruiz? I assume that tonight is a signal that Jurickson will be back tomorrow. So
yeah, I'm not sure yet. Jurickson's going to play a rehab game today. We'll see where he is tomorrow, and then we'll make a decision.